It all started with a walk in a park.
Un jour, sans vent, dans un parc où je me promenais.
One day in 2007, Jérôme Michaud Larivière was in Paris's Luxembourg Gardens. It was a day with no wind.
Il n'y avait pas d'air du tout.
There was no wind, he says, and yet the leaves and the trees were moving. An author and scriptwriter, Michaud Larivière was thinking at the time about energy.
Comme un citoyen ordinaire, au fond.
Like any ordinary citizen, he says, he was thinking about the cost of fossil fuels and the problems with nuclear energy. He was wondering if there couldn't be a local solution. And in the park, he saw the leaves moving without any wind, and he thought,
et si on recueillait l'énergie,
what if that movement could be turned into energy?
Multiplié par toutes les feuilles, peut-être.
Each leaf moving, multiplied by all the leaves in the tree, could generate a lot of electricity.
L'idée est séduisante et...
It's a seductive idea, he says, a poetic concept, but could it work? He started looking into it, calculating, researching, to come up with a concept that could stand up to scrutiny. He knew there would be skeptics. When he showed his work to engineers and his family, they laughed, he says.
Ils ont tous rigolé en disant,
they did say it could work technically, but it would never work because it was too complicated.
Parce que c'est trop compliqué.
But he moved forward with the idea anyway.
Et j'ai trouvé, avec une force de conviction, je pense,
based on his conviction, he managed to convince a first investor in 2011, which allowed him to hire two engineers and found the company New Wind. Very quickly, they developed what today is the Wind Tree.
The core idea of our technology is extracted from an observation of the nature. You go out and you see the leaves moving with the wind, even though there isn't much wind.
Julia Revuz is an aerodynamic engineer who was hired at the end of 2014.
There isn't much wind, but there is turbulence, and this turbulence, it is energy, and the leaves, they move because of this energy.
The technology to capture this energy is something that already exists, turbines. But instead of large turbines put meters up into the sky to capture wind streams, these are small vertical axis turbines meant to capture gusts.
You get wind gusts in any urban environment created by the buildings, by the trees. Any objects that you place in the environment, it's going to create wind gusts. Architects, they work not to have this really high wind speed because it's, you know, it's not comfortable for people. The idea behind the wind tree is also to use this energy that usually you don't want.
By combining about 75 small light turbines that can gyrate with just a tiny bit of wind and turn generators, the wind tree takes advantage of this unwanted wind. Attaching the turbines to the branches of a tree-like structure is functional.
It makes them to have them at different heights so they don't disturb each other too much.
But the tree design is also aesthetic.
Je pouvais pas imaginer de faire un produit industriel moche.
Jérôme Michaud Larivière says he couldn't imagine creating an ugly industrial object. He goes so far as to say he was looking for an extra bit of soul.
Qu'il ait un supplément d'âme. C'est extrêmement prétentieux.
He admits this sounds pretentious, but he's convinced that the emotional component of evoking nature is what's made the project work, appealing to not only those interested in energy production, but seductive to a broader audience because of the design. New Wind has already installed two prototypes of the tree in northern France. In the video, you can hear only birds. The turbines spinning are silent. The tree structure made of steel is white. The turbines in various shades of greens gyrate at various speeds on the ends of branches. The tree looks a bit like an idealized cartoon drawing of a tree. It's charming.
Le mot, il est régulièrement utilisé. Ils disent c'est magique.
People use the word magic to describe the movement of the turbine, says Michaud Larivière. But it's not magic. There's real electricity being produced, ideally about 3 kilowatt hours of electricity per year, enough to run a 4-person household, according to the company. And investors so far are convinced. The company is now looking to implant its first tree in Paris this year. Sarah Elsis, RFI, Paris.